Also want to shout out our friends over at Butte County Public Library and the REACH program. Reconnect, engage adults, creating hope. REACH can help small businesses and entrepreneurs by providing economic and workforce development resources at your local library. REACH can also assist in finding a job, training for a new career, gaining new skills, opening your own business, and expanding a small business. For more information and appointments, visit buttecounty.net/BC Library. You can also call them 530-552-5652 or email lib-reach@buttecounty.net. We got a commercial for him today. All right, so we got to hear from one of our sponsors, and then we'll get into the show. Ladies and gentlemen, kick back, relax. We got your back for the next hour. Talking Bout Practice starts right now.
This episode of Talking Bout Practice is made possible by Fire Financial. In these uncertain times, it's often unclear with whom you want to entrust your money with. The market being such a volatile place, it's scary to face the ups and downs that can occur on a regular basis. Well, here at Fire Financial, we'll guarantee you'll never have to face those fears ever again and set you on a serious hot streak by lighting your money on fire. Literally, we burn a hole in your wallet. Fire Financial. We don't guarantee success, we guarantee results. Fire Financial. Invest wisely.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. We are talking about practice. I'm your co-host, Drill Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We got a resident degenerate back. If you spin it... Wait, whoa, it's been a minute. See? So what happens when you leave? If you got it, then spin it, because you can't take this money with you. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And, of course, producer extraordinaire, Statman Brett.
Yeah.
We're back. It feels good. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Long weekend in sports. We got to get to some bad dudes. We got to get to F1. We got to get to the tourney. We're going to talk NHL and tennis on this episode. Some NFL offseason moves and some baseball, which Brad will not be participating in this year. So
there's going to be a lot of baseball talk.
I'm going to take a bet that we get to maybe half of that.
All right, well, let's try and do it. Best Bar Riley is there in the Elite Eight. Our boy Stephen Joseph drops a phenomenal album, Instant Classic, coming out on Friday. So check for that. I played a couple exclusives on Flipside Radio last night. Got a huge response. Kid's about to blow up, so make sure you check that out. Now we have to get... Before we get to bad dudes, let's talk some bad beats, shall we, boys? Does anyone want to hear about my bad beat?
I was ready, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
I didn't realize no one gave me a response.
I mean, you were going to keep rolling. I'm going to give you my bad beat.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Stop being so needy, my gosh.
Seriously, dude. We're all right here in the same room.
Hey, you're doing a great job today, okay, Drew? I just want to affirm
to him right now.
Because apparently he needs it today.
No, don't give it to him right now.
Thank you, Derek. I'm on Derek's spot right now.
All right.
I did need it, and thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. It's been a long day, okay? All right. So my bad beat this weekend, dropped a little Tenski. Fiance's out of town this weekend, so I figured I'd make some of these games more interesting because I had I don't really know what's going on in college basketball. I probably watched 2 hours of regular season college basketball. So I said, let's just make it interesting. Drop the 10 ski on a 9-team parlay. Your boy hit 8 of 9. What's the 9th, you ask? What is the 9th? If you had a guess.
I mean, I don't know.
If you had a bet on one game this weekend, one game, I'll narrow it down. Maybe, Friday, of any sport.
Maybe Baylor?
No, any sport. What? And it was an obvious loss because this team has been trash all year. Who are you banking on losing that game?
You didn't bet against Kings? Michigan, did you? You bet against Michigan.
On the Lakers.
Oh.
To lose.
Oh, okay.
I took money line Toronto at home. They just beat the Lakers by 26, or they were up 26 in the fourth quarter earlier in the week in Los Angeles. And who of all people takes $3,600 out of my pocket by hitting a three, no less?
Who was it?
Westbrook.
Oh, Westbrook. Oh, that's the game that they went in OT and won.
Westbrook hits a contended three to take the game into overtime? Are you kidding me?
It was his best game of the season by far. He balled out that game.
Moneyline Duke, Michigan, Gonzaga, Nova, Miami, Michigan, Memphis, Ohio State. Obviously, the Raptors are going to win at home against the Lakers, who have been trash all year. They just whooped them in L.A.
They did.
Didn't even know they played each other.
I just remember seeing that shot. I'm like, damn, that his stat line, too, was solid. But, yeah, I'm sorry. That's why I don't – yeah, the Lakers still suck.
Didn't even realize that happened at all. So good to know. Hey, that's where you go. That's why you listen to sports shows, y'all. Find out what happened on the weekend. And apparently, the Lakers played the Raptors, and the Lakers won, and Westbrook hit a three.
We are, wow. I would say, for the first amazing 20 minutes of most shows, we are Derek's SportsCenter update.
A little bit, yeah, no doubt. Because I don't even watch SportsCenter anymore. No. I honestly do not turn on ESPN. I kind of boycotted ESPN at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like. So, yeah, and there's no sports show out there on TV that's like, yeah, I'll watch that one and get me updated. So, yeah, this is my moment to time to learn.
All right. Well, you didn't learn.
Yeah, there we
go.
Lakers, they won.
Contended three.
All right, right on.
By Westbrook.
Westbrook. West. Can't say Westbrook. That's fraudulent. That's inflammatory. That's perjury. No, yeah. What am I trying to say? That's
blasphemy.
Blasphemy. That's better. Closer to that. A little more. I'm thinking a little bit.
Give me a sec. I'm gonna look
that one up. That's slanderous.
Okay.
Saying Westbrook. Yeah, he can't take it anymore.
So it's Westbrook.
I will say, for any player out there, never tell the fans what hurts. Never tell them that.
Yeah,
never let them know this hurts me. Okay, that's like the stupidest thing to do. All right, that's yeah.
Were you going for defamation?
Not quite.
That's okay.
I appreciate it. It's okay. We got it enough. We know what we're talking about. Saying Westbrook, don't let them know that hurts you. That's like the really stupid move to do. As a professional athlete, letting them know that, oh my gosh, my feelings are hurt, that's like gold for everyone else out there.
It's like telling your significant other all the things about them that annoy you. Like they're not going to intentionally, passive-aggressively do those things when you guys get in an argument. So if your significant other ever asks, hey, do I do anything that bothers you? You're perfect, sweetheart.
Never. Yeah, yeah.
Of course not.
Because they're already thinking about it the entire time. And that's what fans do now. Yep. They think about Westbrook the entire time. And now, granted, you were able to shut him up for one day. So good for you, Westbrook.
What's the opposite of a shout out? Because I want to give that to the one guy who went to go dap up Russell Westbrook and then walked away talking trash.
A shout in?
Shout in. Okay, I'll go with shout in. Okay. Let's give a shout in to that dude because you're a punk. If you got something to say, say it to the man's face. Don't wait till he walks. Don't wait till you walk away and then act cool. You're whack. And whoever, any of your followers that thought that was cool, bunch of herbs, man. It's just a herb fest over there.
No, why are you going to say it to somebody's face? You know he's going to beat your ass. Yeah, who cares? Yeah, say it behind his back. That's what we do. That's what you do as athletes. We talk about them when they're not nowhere near to be seen. Hate on Russell Westbrook if
that's
you want.
That's an analyst's job to talk about them when they're not there.
Yeah. Or just go like KD and make up a fake Twitter account and talk smack about everyone in the league. Do that too.
It was whack. And y'all a bunch of herbs if you're going to do that. And don't try to get shine on the internet trying to trash talk someone as you're walking away. It's a punk move.
Nah, I'm for it. go for it. You're not going to say directly to his face. That's why you have Twitter. That's why you have social media.
It's a punk move, and I hate that about social media. All right, so from a bad beat and a bad dude to worse dudes, Deshaun Watson gets more guaranteed money than anyone in the history of the NFL. 23 and D, as I like to call him, after 23 women came out and accused him of sexual misconduct. Before we get into that, 23 and D, what do y'all think about that? Is that a good nickname? Because I came up with it today on the toilet and I thought it was brilliant.
23 and D.
I get what you're trying, 23 and D.
Yeah. I get it, but I mean,
not lacking. Not brilliant.
Yeah. It didn't make me laugh right off the bat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
So if I have to think about it, I mean, I'm not that.
I shouldn't have asked you because you guys were all quiet and I would have known if it hit. It didn't land. It was a garbage joke, and I'm sorry. Let's keep it pushing.
Thank you.
Deshaun Watson, after 23 different women accused him of sexual misconduct, gets paid and gets his way, gets out of Houston, gets to go to the Browns. Much more talented team there. We could talk about the Baker side of these things in a little bit. But just you hear that news that this dude gets this type of bread, and your instant reaction, Derek?
Gotta love America. It's beautiful, man. All right?
The land of the free, right?
Right, dude? Just get your money, my dude. All right? Don't matter what you do in your life.
Amen.
You know? Just run them over, okay?
So
just
true.
Run them over. God bless this country. Deshaun Watson living the American dream right there, which is a terrible dream for a lot of people. That's a nightmare for 23 people out there, apparently. But for Deshaun Watson, it was pretty good. All right, wow. So yeah.
My man. What about this in America? Do you love right now?
What do you mean?
Well, you said God bless America. Loved it.
The guy got paid. I'm just saying. After all that crap he went through, you know, it just doesn't matter anymore. It really doesn't. The NFL doesn't care. And I think that's, there you go.
I feel like you should expand on it because it...
Do you want me to interpret here? Because I feel like it's pretty obvious.
I actually do want you to try because I think you're going to do a bad job. So let's go.
He's laughing because the NFL is like, you have all these abuses, all these sexual assaults. It doesn't matter unless you smoked weed. That's the funny part, is even after 23 women came forward, it still doesn't matter. You're still going to be the highest paid player in the NFL after doing all these things.
Yeah,
NFL, is that about right?
NFL doesn't care.
Yeah, okay.
We don't care.
That's the fact of the matter is, the NFL doesn't care because we don't care.
Well,
and
plus the fans want to see Deshaun Watson.
I can guarantee you Cleveland's going to get a lot of Deshaun love out there. They don't care. And I'm sorry to those 23 women that alleged nothing happened. Apparently never got charged with anything, correct? Right?
Well, that doesn't mean nothing.
Saying that, but it's important time to say that.
In the eyes of the law, nothing happened.
Now, granted, can we say that 23 things that happened to those women? Maybe. But we can't say that for certain. Now, granted, if he probably did come down, he probably wouldn't have that contract, probably because he'd be in jail. But it didn't. And the guy got paid because we don't care.
I think that's fair. I don't think we do care about women in this country as a whole. So
I don't think we care about not just women. Just like, we want our entertainment. It's not just women. It's just we want our entertainment.
And it doesn't matter how
we
get it.
Yeah.
Or who we get it from.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's pretty sickening, but...
Are you going to stop watching the NFL?
No, I also
you don't care either.
I'm saying I also don't disagree with
you. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I'm going to boycott the NFL.
I feel like at that point in time, you can't say it's sickening that.
I think if he I try to put it in the terms that I can relate to. If he became the Niners quarterback, how would I feel? And that would be really difficult for me because I love the Niners. I've loved them forever. Would I still watch every game and root for them the same way? Or would I be so upset about it and stand on my moral high ground in my soapbox yelling at clouds because my interest waning doesn't necessarily affect the NFL's bottom line. Let's face it, I spend a couple $100 at the Niners store per year, max. So it's not, if I stop watching, it's not going to matter. But if there's a whole lot of people that take the moral high ground and say, I'm not going to support this team, then obviously. But obviously the Browns ran some interference, ran some level of, what's the word here? Some level of test, right? They sent something out to their season ticket holders. They sent something out to their partners and ran this idea past them. If we bring this guy in, will you still support us? Will you still be a part of this? And Obviously, the overwhelming response was yes, because that's why they just gave this dude that much money. And it's gross. I think we could all agree it's gross, yeah?
I mean, that he gets that much money for playing football, yeah.
Well, that he gets that much money for playing football after all this those accusations.
Again, accusations again. I mean, I'm not trying to defend him and what he did, because I obviously might have done something bad. But again, we don't have any actual proof of that. We don't have anything that says that. We're just going based on your own personal biases of the situation. So, like, to be able to judge it on that, then yeah, sure, it is gross based on your perspective. Because that's how you're viewing it, through that lens that you actually believed 23 women had something actually happened to them by Deshaun Watson.
Sure.
Now, for everyone else out there, it's hard to view it that way because you cannot actually say that anything actually happened because nothing actually has been proven. Now, does that mean anything did happen? No, of course not. We all know that. We know how the justice system in this world, this system in this country in particular is. It's crap. It truly is. But that's all you can judge it on, you know? Until that point in time right now, it's, you know, it is unfortunate that, yeah, this guy has tied this, he's tied to this situation right now. Not unfortunate for those women that actually had to go through it, discussing that if he actually did it. 100%.
Yeah, agreed.
And then if he did it and then the teams are willing to still stick behind it, that's worse. And the fact that fans are willing to do that is awful, no doubt.
All right.
But until that point in time right now, we don't care.
I'm with you. All right. I at least I hear where you're coming from. And I got you. Let's go from something pretty dark here and serious to laughing at Urban Meyer just being a jerk. So a report in The Athletic came out to detail, and we all knew this was coming, right? We all knew this was on the way.
Definitely.
To report on the working conditions, working with Urban Meyer, from negligence to just being a jerk, right? Like being a big Dick Cheney. Like it's hard to, He seems like he sucks. And some of the reporting came out, said that he wasn't aware of who Aaron Donald was, saying that, what's this I hear about the 99 guy? Here he might be a problem for us. That's, three-time defensive player of the year? Future Hall of Famer.
It is kind of funny to think that there is a coach out there that has, doesn't follow football at all.
Right,
and that's, you know, that's that's Urban Meyer right there. And you know, like that's gross right there. Man, guy got hired by Jacksonville, doesn't know anything. Like that's wow. Well, like, how does that even happen?
He reportedly did a deep dive on the NFL to get himself acquainted and up to speed.
Did he play Madden? That would have been a deeper dive right there. Yeah. Then you at least know, like, seriously, you look at the roster, depth charts at all these teams right now. Cap, that's all you need, all my dude. Stuff. Right? Yeah. It's all there on Madden right now, okay? He should have done a season on Madden just to get himself ready. Know his playbook. He's like, okay, what can these guys do? What does my team got? What's their speed rating? Oh, you're fast. You got an 85 on Madden. Oh, you're not that fast. Never mind. I take it back. You know, like, that's how I feel like that would be hilarious. That's how Urban Meyer is now judging his teams, is based on Madden every single time. He's like, when's NCAA coming back? Because I really need to learn this NCAA teams right now, okay?
So some of the other reported details is even after Tim Tebow was cut from the team, they had Meyer held Tebow Tuesday-themed practices where it was mandatory for the teams or the players to wear the 85 jersey while Coach Meyer would drive around in his NFL-branded scooter screaming, "Get some!" at injured players. Which is just amazing. Urban Meyer reportedly also asked all his players to sign a mandatory competitive chastity pledges where players swore to abstain from sexual activity between December and May as to avoid any possible missed games due to an impending birth of a child.
That's just
so wild. Off season, you want them to do off season celibacy? Wow!
Yeah,
my goodness, my dude, what are they supposed to do? Nothing, just choke obviously. It the entire time? You know, these guys got endless bounties around them and booties,
opportunities.
Okay,
plenty.
Bounties and booties. Okay, you mean to tell me you want an off season celibacy? Now, granted, they said that's like that was like the final nail in the coffin. But I'm sorry, if you want me to walk around in a Tim Tebow-esque day on a weekly basis, I'm out then. Yeah. Like, day one, I'm like, why are we doing this for this man right now? Hey, now, I'll go to the Church of Tebow, no doubt. but I'm not wearing his jersey, okay? Like, my goodness. All right.
Especially after getting cut, man. Like, come on, dude.
Like maybe let him an hour of chapel a week. Okay, I'll give yeah, Tebow that. All right, you want him to have some, let him get an hour of chapel in. I'll take that. All right, some little self, you know, looking some self reflection needed. Okay,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
And that's what Tim Tebow does. He really makes you really look inside yourself because you really have to hold yourself back from killing him. You know, so really self reflection needed. So Tim Tebow, yeah, that's what you get.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize you hated Tebow that much.
Oh, no. It's okay. I like Tebow. He's just fun.
Do you?
It doesn't sound like
Yeah.
I feel like the players don't, though. Like, I feel like as an NFL player, you don't like Tebow.
I feel like not anymore in Jacksonville.
Yeah, obviously. You have forced Tebow Day?
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah, that is yeah. The dumbest thing I've ever
I'd be
done.
Like me requiring you guys on Mondays to wear a Giroux hat.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, I can't be on the show today. You didn't wear a hat. You didn't wear my hat. No Flipside Radio shirts.
Yeah, see that, yeah
that's a free Monday. I'm not going to be working here anymore.
Yeah, I would be out too. I'd be like, what?
Free Mondays now.
Yeah, all
right. Yeah, opportunities are endless.
Especially with summer around the corner too.
Oh
man.
My Dude. Gosh, yeah.
Long floats on the river on Mondays. There you go.
Tag team on that one, yeah.
What?
I didn't
realize the wording on that one.
Phrase, rephrasing.
Let's go to F1 right now, yeah? Let's do that. Yeah.
Formula One, a sport that very few Americans care about. Presented by Derek Usumaki.
I really feel like that doesn't work anymore because a lot of Americans care about it now. It really has. It's taken...
Good the drop's been made. We're keeping
But we need to rework it.
Either way, I do appreciate Netflix really put F1 on the map. Shouts to Netflix. Wow. They're the reason why everyone is now a Formula One fan out there. And good on them. Good on them because it gives a little bit more, granted, there are already a lot of eyes on this sport to begin with, but even more so in enlightening our American audience to this wonderful sport that is Formula One. And guess what, y'all? It's back. Woohoo! Okay. And we had ourselves an epic start to the season in Bahrain. On pole, Charles Leclerc from Ferrari. What? Yeah. Next behind him, Max Verstappen, the whiny little... I wish I could finish what Rudy said about man, but I'd be kicked off the air. Actually, I probably wouldn't. I probably could test the boundaries. Y'all would probably agree with me, but let's not do it.
Yeah,
either way.
Don't do it. Your mic will be muted.
Yeah, that's one of the seven deadlies out there that you're not supposed to say. But either way, you figure it out for yourself, okay, what he called him. Because I agree with you right there. Max Verstappen, kind of a whiny little
Thank you.
After that, we had more Ferrari. We had... some Alfa Romeo.
Alfa, baby.
Alfa up there.
Dude.
And then Mercedes in the back. Not in the back, but not in the front. Nowhere near the front, really.
Yeah.
What's going on with Mercedes? Bad car, not looking good. But the race takes off. And what do we have? Nothing but great drama throughout the start of the race.
Yeah.
As Charles Leclerc sets off Ferrari's.
Leclerc.
Ferrari's on this. If you were a fan, I hope you were a fan last year, y'all, because that's when they sucked. And if you're a fan last year, you can be a fan now, because now Ferrari's back to their dominant ways right now. Ferrari's looking prime this year as Charles Leclerc comes out speeding away. However, Red Bull has got a faster straight line speed car.
They did.
And Verstappen put that to the test by overtaking him not once, not twice, but thrice.
Thrice,
all three times, Leclerc came back and immediately recaptured the lead.
Yeah. God, what a race. Man.
It was an awesome race.
It was an awesome race, especially underneath the lights at Bahrain. Quite the circuit right there. Now, behind him, like I said, more Carl Sainz and his other Ferrari. We had Checo Perez, my man, the Mexican Minister of Defense right there.
Indeed.
And then you had a little Mercedes action behind him as well. A little Hamilton, a little George Russell. Again, Mercedes not having... that car right now, their car is not in the proper place where it was last, where they were the dominant force. Oh, no. Right now, they are vulnerable and teams are smelling blood in the water. Ferrari, Red Bull, they're primed. Alfa Romeo's even in the mix. But what's even more crazier?
Haas! Dude, Haas!
The American team, Haas! With Kevin Magnussen back on the grid after being gone last year. Comes back, and what does he do? Puts Haas in P6 to start off with.
And then what does he even do? He continues a fantastic race to end in P5. P5 for Haas!
Dude, unreal.
Unreal.
Especially losing after all that money.
All the money they lost after losing. They had the major Russian sponsor, yeah. A fertilizing company that one of the largest in the world, gone. Yes.
Quick question and clarification for people that don't know F1. What does P5 mean?
Place finish.
Okay.
Five.
So out of
20.
Okay. Thank you.
So there are 10 teams, two drivers each for each team, 20 cars total. Top 10 places get points. You want to get points. And Haas just got more points than they ever had.
Like seven, probably ever.
In one race. I think ever.
Yeah, ever. Yeah.
I think this might be the most points they've ever gotten in one race.
Yeah, they got
the highest finishing they've ever had, for sure.
Points.
Haas, fantastic drive by Magnussen. But as the last race comes down, it's getting clear. Ferrari's got the team. They have the drive. Leclerc and Sainz are prime.
They're a great duo.
Great duo right there. But we have ourselves always, there's always drama in F1. We get a nice little crash. Luckily, no one's hurt. But what does it do? Brings out the safety car, which bunches up the field. And we get some legitimate racing going on in the last few laps of the Grand Prix. Now, in those last few laps, we see Verstappen put in a valiant effort to try to retake the lead. But what? Nope. His car fails out on him, unable to finish the race, done. All Red Bull hopes are now on Checo Perez, who is sitting in third place behind a 1-2 Ferrari right now, podium. And in the last couple laps for him, his car gives out too.
Yep.
Giving what? Mercedes a podium, in particular Hamilton, who comes out of nowhere to grab himself a podium, the most unlikely podium for him at this stage in his career, where they are, where he came from. Should not have happened for him, but he did. Fantastic drive for Hamilton and for Mercedes to be able to get on a podium.
Yep.
But what a way to end that race. George Russell finishing fourth. Like I said, Kevin Magnussen fifth. T'was truly a great race. Big shout out, too, to Alfa Romeo getting Bottas and their rookie driver, the Chinese sensation Zhao.
Oh, the first ever Chinese, first
ever driver, yeah. Chinese driver getting a point in his first ever race. Shouts to you. Also, Yuki Tsunoda, the Japanese wonder kid. If you were watching F1, you're going to love Yuki Tsunoda. He's a fun character out there. He's just a fun dude in general. Yeah. He got himself a nice finish for...
He drives very aggressive,
he does.
Too. I love that.
He is a balls-to-the-wall driver out there. Tokyo drifting it, that's for sure. That's the racism right there coming through. Gotta love it. F1 back. Again, no finishing for Red Bull. Outside, neither driver finished. Big, big upset for them right now. They were the season odds-on favorites to win Verstappen, to win the championship again. But Ferrari is back, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Full force.
Big shout. Not shout out. We said shout in. What do we say?
Somebody, shout in.
Shout in. But no, shout I, shout, in. I don't even slander you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to slander you right now, McLaren. What is going on? McLaren, pathetic showing right now from Daniel Ricciardo and Lando Norris, both finishing bottom five.
Yeah, disgusting.
Disgusting for McLaren. Especially after what you did, you finished third in the Constructors' Championship last year. To come out this way, you all need some work. Get that car right.
Embarrassing for them.
Same with Red Bull. Not finishing either. That's a terrible look. Terrible look.
Yeah.
Terrible look right there. Either way, the season's back. Get ready.
Let's go.
Cannot wait. I'll let you guys look up the next race. Is it 2 weeks or next week? It's usually a two-week break. Sometimes you have back-to-back weeks. Let's Formula One next week is going to be March 27th, which is in 2 weeks, correct?
Yes,
2 weeks.
Be in Saudi.
No, that's this weekend.
Oh, that's this weekend. Never mind. No, Saudi Arabia, Grand Prix.
Saudi Arabia, yes.
All right. I don't know my days. Nor do I do math on air.
Hey.
Formula One, y'all.
Let's go, baby.
Dude, so excited.
All right, we're revving a little hot. Let's bring it down. Thank you, sir. Mm. See what I did there? Mm. Revving.
Yeah.
F1. Hot.
Yes. Whoa. Continue. Explain it more.
So wait, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
What I'm trying to say is Derek's not the only one who could have flashes of brilliance around here, all right?
Uh-huh.
Revving.
Okay, uh-huh.
Cars, motors.
What does that have to do with F1?
Hot. We're revving hot.
Okay.
Because those guys rub really close together, so there's a lot of friction between the tires.
Are we sure we're talking about racing right now?
Why did I go down that road?
Why did
You're
I?
Trying to lead
I did. I don't
time.
Know why.
I was like, who's going to take the blame? Because I'd like Brad to stop talking.
I take that blame right there. I should never engaged.
Disengage.
It's like a child. At some point, you just have to ignore them, and they'll learn. You know.
Well, it's not your kid. You know. Because you can't really ignore your kid. That's just kind of bad parenting to a certain degree, I feel. But he's not our kid, so we can just ignore him.
Exactly. Like,
you're not ours.
Unfortunately,
man.
He like, does have control
your parents,
of the mind.
Yeah, I know,
so
right? Yeah.
If like, anyone can mute us, it's him.
We hope, yeah. It's
like, we're just in the background shouting at one mic. Brad, you suck! All right, let's bring it back down.
We're revving hot right now.
We are revving hot. Like F1?
RPMs are high.
Joke happened once, I'm not doing it again.
Alright, before we go any further, I gotta give a big shout out to my fiance. Happy birthday.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Had to do that one time, you know. Gotta pay the bills around here, you know what I'm saying? gotta salute the boss.
Yo, big news. Clock in the radio, right? In the station, studio. What am I saying? Clock in the studio right now is actually on. Yeah. Accurate right now.
There we go.
Crazy.
I love it.
Yeah,
I know
it's the right
time. Inside the little, behind the scenes for you guys right now listening, but that's big news. Since I've been here, it's never been accurate.
It doesn't tend to stay accurate for very long. That's true.
How do you have a fast clock? You know, like that doesn't make sense, you know? Like a second is a second is a second, you know?
Yeah,
you can't
like
change that.
Time is time.
Time is time that we've agreed upon, you know? Granted, time is man-made, but either way.
True.
It comes down to user error, and they set it too fast or too ahead of time.
That is really true. Like, that's crazy to think about clocks when you think about it. You know, the fact that these people who actually make handmade clocks and they are able to keep such precise time consistently. They
really thought
you know?
That, yeah.
Like the integral parts into a watch. Like one of those, like, legit, like a nice analog watch. That's crazy. Crazy to think about. Watchmakers.
Analog? That's an analog clock. Analog clock is not on your wrist like
that's
that.
That's a digital.
That's correct. You're actually wrong.
Mute yourself, oh, my sir. Goodness.
That's actually opposite.
Oh, wow. Ooh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right.
Jeez. We actually need him to run this track back, so...
Like, talk about time.
Shout he's like out. The worst one to get kicked off, but he's the one that happens to most frequently.
Back,
yeah. Oh my God.
So clocks, guys. Yeah.
I feel like we need like a. The Senate, dude, for a daylight savings time. Finally,
it's daylight
time.
Saving.
Saving. You yeah, know, yeah. Yes. You know
well, it's
going
mean.
To
be permanent.
Permanent.
Yeah, permanent daylight saving time. Yeah, so
saving.
We will never fall back ever again. We sprung forward for the last time.
Yes. Well, shout in to the California government deciding to repeal that, even though the California citizens decided to vote. To get rid of it.
See, I feel like we should just permanently have standard time as opposed to daylight saving time.
I'm with you.
I think that we need we need our sun to rise earlier than to set later.
Oh, wait, no, I'm not with you. I like the late sun.
Oh, no, I believe that for productivity, we should have an earlier sunrise.
Yeah, I feel you. But for fun?
For fun, yes, obviously. That's why they want you. They want you to keep you, you know, inebriated.
Correct.
Chasing the tail. You know?
Okay.
You know, your own personal tail.
Let's
do that. You know, your own personal one.
Still revving hot. Still revving hot.
That's what they want, you know?
We're going to take a break, y'all.
Hello. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. This is the world's greatest sports show, talking about practice. You know the drill. Jero, Derek, Rudy, Statman, Brad.
Yeah.
Want to give a shout-out to our friends over at John Burge, a certified public accountant providing tax services in Chico since 1975. John is a proud supporter of community radio, and... he is current with the new tax laws of 2022, offering tax preparation, including e-filing, at 17 Williamsburg Lane in the Stonebridge Professional Village. John Burge, CPA, can be reached 342-3680 and at johnburgecpa.com.
It's that time, man. Tax season. Ugh. Taxes are the stupidest thing ever.
You know, taxes were income tax are supposed to be temporary.
Oh yeah, no, they're stealing from us. Oh,
nothing more permanent than a temporary government program. Yeah. Am I right?
No.
When did that come into play?
Civil War, I believe.
Okay.
I mean,
right? I think it was a Civil War.
Well, let's check that out.
Let's have it, Brad. Let's figure it out. Let's have a little history on there.
Yeah.
Because I do believe it was Calvin Coolidge who did say that if the government takes more than they need and they don't give it back to you, that's stealing. And
they've been robbing us since we were
Look at you. You're right.
Civil War.
Financial requirements of the Civil War.
Let me tell you, if you rip me off, I don't remember. I don't forget anything about you. Okay.
I feel like I should know that because I do remember. Yeah. Now that you're talking about it, yeah, because like they needed money for the war. You know, it's like, hey, y'all, we're trying to break apart. Let's sew it back together. And these needles are expensive. And by needles, I mean men's lives. And they're not expensive. They're actually quite cheap. Unfortunately.
Can you hit us with the Civil War and then we'll do the news?
Yeah. Let me just do this.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by the Civil War. Because if you don't try to break up every once in a while, are you really even trying?
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all.
Such an
uncle. Time for the news.
The news.
The news. Now, we all are aware that Doritos are probably, as a whole, probably one of the top five chip of all time.
I'd say top three.
Oh, no doubt.
Top
Doritos.
Three.
Doritos. Top three chip. Okay, I'm really going to give that top three. That's a Mount Rushmore chip right there.
All right, we're all coming back to our top three chips.
Yeah.
All right. We bring Aaron on.
So, it pains me when I hear this situation because inflation is now hitting us where it really hurts, y'all.
Oh.
Really, where it hurts, okay? Now, the
thanks
price.
A lot, Obama.
No. Everyone knows this is George's fault, okay? If we didn't try to break off from the King of England, we still would have gotten the last luxury of being able to have all the glories that come with raping the known world, okay? But instead, he wanted to cross the Delaware. No. Stupid. Either way, we keep pushing on. So Doritos.
Oh, Doritos.
Yes, Doritos has announced that inflation has hit us where it's going to hurt again, guys. Like I said, in those beautiful bags of chips.
Oh, I'm going to be pissed off.
The price will stay the same.
Okay.
However,
you're gonna get less.
You're losing five chips. In already a massively air-filled bag. Which is again one of the heinous crimes of the 21st century
right.
is not 21st century, 20th century since they started doing this too much air in the bag. Blasphemy out there. So, Doritos, five chips less, same price. With already a lot of air in there.
Dude, that's not cool at all.
It hurts.
I love my chips, dude. I'm a chip fanatic.
Same here.
All of us are.
I'll pay the extra 25 cents for the five extra chips.
Every time.
I would.
Every time.
Yeah, I want those five chips. So bring back the five chips, Doritos. I'm going to start this campaign. If you're with me, honk right now. Bring back the five chips. I want those five chips back in that bag. Every chip counts. Every chip matters.
Indeed.
All chips matter, guys.
All.
Thank you. Those five lost chips matters most now because they're not there in the bag.
Yep.
And I don't get to have them. And I want them now.
And the best,
craving them even more. Every single time I get that bag of Doritos, I'm going to want those five extra chips more than I've ever wanted any other chips in my life because they were taken away from me so unrightfully. So Doritos, bring back the fifth chip.
Man.
I want five chips back in those bags.
I want six now.
There we go. That's what I want to hear. Six.
I want an extra
chip in there for putting me through this bogus losing five chips. That's unacceptable.
I'm
bring back six.
Yeah.
Like, lose five, bring back six.
Yeah.
That's what you want right now. We're bringing back six, all right? The quest for six has now changed from San Francisco to getting Doritos to get six more chips in the bag. Let's go.
Whoa, whoa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nicely done.
Thank you. That was, there we go. That felt nice. I'm very, like I said, very passionate about my chips. As you can see, we all are.
I love chips.
If you are a fan of this show, you should know that all of chips, that's a snack for, that's the perfect snack, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
The perfect snack.
Every chip.
You can never just, you have more than two, you're hooked.
Oh, yeah.
You have more than two chips, you're hooked. You have one chip, you can maybe get away. You can maybe just have one chip and walk away. You have two, you're getting three. You have three, that's a handful next, okay? You can never just have, you can have one chip and walk away. You can never have more than just one. Yep. That's why the chips, great snack. They got you hooked.
Once like, you pop, the fun don't stop.
Amen. I will say, never been a huge fan of Pringles. Really? Never. I'll take them over some chips, but like, I don't know. Okay.
Well, we'll get into
the top three favorite chips here in a minute.
Yeah, we will. All right. So, last story of the day. Now we all know that gas prices suck. We all know that. We've all seen everyone's Instagram stories and Snapchats of them paying X amount of monies for X amount of gallons at the pump. It's terrible. We all know that. But you know, there's a nice little guy out there, Chicago businessman, Willie Wilson. Good old Willie Wilson. That's my dude right now, Willie. Mr. Willie Wilson. I feel you put your have a last name Wilson and you gave yourself the your son the name William. You're really he better be amazing. Or he's just going to get the living crap kicked out of him every single day of his life. It looks like Willie Wilson's doing well because this dude's a multimillionaire businessman. So Willie Willie Wilson, living up to the name. But what he wants to do is donate $200,000 worth of gas to some lucky local Chicagoans. Now, I'll get you through a week, but after that, you're on your own. But no, $200,000 worth of gas. That seems nice. Honestly, just give me the $200,000.
Yeah, right.
You know, like yeah. I'll figure out my gas situation. I'll buy a Tesla with that $200,000 with $70,000. Have $130,000 left over to not have to put gas into my car ever again.
I like that better.
You know, yeah. Actually, I can never buy an electric car. I'm sorry. I know no matter how much I couldn't. Okay. I love gasoline. You know, I just love gasoline.
The gasolina.
But they're just the smell, the sound. The now, granted, you get amazing power from electric cars.
Yeah.
But not the same, and not that sound, not that feeling, not that rumble.
I'm pretty sure there's an app in Tesla.
That yeah, it's not that. Real, though, okay?
Yeah, you're right, Brad, but still.
I mean, if you want to like be responsibly, fiscally responsible, but also have the feel, just get the app.
You
can
be
everything.
Pretty fiscally responsible by getting a
nice $6 a gallon.
Touche, actually. Touche. So you got yourself a V8.
You can be fiscally responsible.
That thing's guzzling, baby. That's the guzzler. That's the glizzy guzzler. All right. And
I'm driving a Prius with a bed, and that's not fiscally responsible.
I can never go the Prius route, though.
I couldn't.
I'm sorry. If you're in a Prius right now, I get it, but I.
I'm having a real hard time coming up with a third chip.
Are you?
What?
We'll get to it.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, you have plenty of time
to see.
Electric
vehicles,
you're saying? Yeah, electric vehicles tough right now. But either way, my man, Willie Wilson, $200,000 for you lucky Chicagoans out there that I know there are tons of you listening out there because y'all love the show over in Chicago.
Oh, 100%.
They love the show.
Chi-Town, baby, what up?
They love
it,
okay? They really do. Okay, especially when that river turns green. Did you guys see that one meme where it's like
with
when the fish
wick?
Yeah, that was great. That was money right there. Right? What? I wonder if it tastes weird too. You know, it's like
I hope not.
Right?
Messed up. Dude.
Like, what if it turns out like that green is like slowly killing those fish? You know,
there's no fish there anymore.
Right? Like, right? Like, it doesn't seem very humane, right?
No, it does not.
It seems cool, but like, how much dye do you need to turn an entire river green?
A lot of dye.
Yeah,
it has.
You know. I'm glad someone's looking it up right now. But yeah, that's just a lot. That's an extra.
Dude.
But cool. Appreciate Chicago for doing that.
Every year.
There can't be that many fish in the Chicago River.
Right?
River
yeah. Right? There can't be. Right?
Even though that city, super clean.
If you go to the right parts.
North River is super clean. There is Tent City in a lot of other areas.
Well, any city you go to nowadays, you're going to have that. No problem. But either way, Chicago, very cool. Do your thing. Get your $200,000 worth of gas, even though I'd just rather have the $200,000. Like, can we just work something out, Willie? Like, I'll take $100,000, okay? Just give me the cash.
Shoot me a G, bro. Give me $1,000.
I'll put my thumb out there, okay?
100 pounds of dye.
100? That's it?
That's it. 100 pounds of dye.
100 pounds of dye.
Turns it green.
Well, I guess you don't need to turn the entire river green.
One drop of dye could fill up like a 16-ounce glass.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like you think about that. They just dump it at one end, and it just flows right on down.
Touché.
It's not going to stay consistent, but it's going to be a nice little
stays green pretty much throughout the day,
which is impressive.
I wonder how many people have jumped.
So I wonder actually if they do a consistent 100 pounds, like if they just kind of trickle it in throughout the day.
good question.
I'll look that up now. Okay, questions.
You don't bother. Okay. I don't think it wasn't a good question, and no one cares.
That's the news, y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah. I didn't realize I was the NFL.
Wow.
What?
You know, I don't know where I was going with that one. Can we just bring on Aaron?
Yeah.
Please. Thank you. All right.
Hi, Aaron.
How's it going, guys?
Save
it's
us.
Going great. Please save us. Yeah. Every week we bring in our foreign correspondent to cover some of the events that we did not pay close enough attention to over the weekend. But obviously, we have to start in the obvious place here, Aaron. Your top three favorite chips. Go.
Lay's, I know it's really basic, but they're just a good classic chip. Tortilla chips, because they're super versatile. You can dip them in guacamole, and what's better than guacamole? And I know this isn't really a chip, but hot fries. I love hot fries. They're just so good.
That's a chip. All
right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a chip.
And that's a chip.
Yeah, Cheetos, onion top Cheetos, that's a chip.
That's
a
chip.
All right.
All right, Derek?
Okay, Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay.
That's in there. I'm going to do sea salt and vinegar kettle.
Okay.
Kettle brand chips. Okay.
Yeah,
love those ones. Aaron, I loved Aaron with the tortilla chips because like that's a Mexican to me right now. That I wanted to
no
get
doubt.
That. But I will substitute that out right now for some chili cheese Fritos.
Okay.
Ooh, with the chili on top of that bad boy. Right. Ooh, right. Now we're cooking.
All right. Yeah. I like it. Rudy?
Hot Cheetos, number one. Always will be number one.
There you go.
Spicier nacho Doritos, number two.
Yep, okay.
And then Fritos honey barbecue twist.
Ooh, solid one. Call. Those are quality.
Good call.
Quality,
good
yeah.
All right, I'm going to agree with you, Derek. Cool Ranch Doritos, number one, has to be. Just because it has some family nostalgia, Granny Goose potato chips.
Okay.
I like those.
Okay.
They're super classic potato chips, but those are like my absolute favorite. If I'm getting plain, those are my
go-to. I've never seen them before, but I can already tell by the name that's a quality potato chip.
It
Granny
is.
Granny Goose,
it, honestly,
that just sounds
it's
like a quality.
Thick, and they're just, they're tasty.
Yeah, it's a quality potato chip.
That's what she said.
And last but not least, Takis.
Talkies.
Okay.
Oh,
I like Talkies. Yeah.
I do too. I
could honestly go. Guy.
I was gonna say I could actually go for a full bag of Talkies. It'd be fine. It's great. I love every bit of that.
All right. I'll finish up here. Number one, Salsa Verde Doritos.
Nice. Yes, quality.
Yeah. Number two, Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Okay.
And I was gonna put Juanita's tortilla chips, but we already got those. So the Wavy Kettle truffle chips, fire.
Mm. Oh,
okay.
All right. Okay. Well, let's cover some of the sports we did not handle earlier in the show. Aaron, you want to start with the NHL trade deadline, or you want to update us on what happened this weekend at Indian Wells?
Yeah, just, you know, really quick at the trade deadline, there were about 24 trades that happened today. Nothing too crazy. I think the biggest trade that we all heard about was Marc-Andre Fleury to the Minnesota Wild, who are in the same division as the Colorado Avalanche. So you know that they're trying to do something, but Colorado is still number one in the league, and they're looking good to win it all.
Claude Giroux to the Panthers, which is a pretty decent move for a team that's been in the mix and at the top of their division all year
they're
long.
Number two as well, and they've been looking great, staying strong. So that was a good move for them.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. All right, you want to jump over to Indian Wells, or you got anything left on hockey?
Yeah, we can just Indian Wells. This is not a huge tennis tournament. It's really big if you're from L.A. It's like all the bougie, you know, Hollywood people go there. So you grow up hearing about it, but it was really special this year because for the first time in 20 years, an American won it. Taylor Fritz beat out Rafael Nadal, which is not a small feat.
Right.
So very exciting.
Wow.
Very, very cool.
An American man?
That's correct.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What?
I know. Since Andre Agassi in 2001.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of incredible.
I didn't realize that American men play tennis still.
Right.
I thought it was like, nope, can't do it.
I'm sure we'll never hear from him ever again. I'm sure it was a fluke, but it was very exciting to see.
He probably like worked his entire life to like win this one tournament because like he probably grew up like in Indian Wells and like you know that's
Rancho Cucamonga.
There we go. Right? Yeah.
Kind of the meth smokers, Indian Wells, but
whoa,
all right,
okay. There we go.
I mean, plus it's like one of the most fun like cities in it to say Rancho Cucamonga.
Well, yeah,
it is a fun city to say.
Yeah.
All right, you got anything else for us on Indian Wells?
Yeah, I mean, there was just a couple of big incidents I think we all heard about. It was Nick Kyrgios got into it with Ben Stiller, which was kind of hilarious. Although, on a less great note, he sort of had that outburst where he broke a tennis racket, almost hit one of the ball boys. But, you know, mad props to him. He DM'd the kid on Instagram and was like, "My bad, I apologize, I didn't mean to hit you." So, you know, that was like very big of him. I think the least that he could do, I think.
Yeah.
And then the other big story was Naomi Osaka. She was getting heckled and, you know, she ended up losing it. Literally, she actually lost, but then she was like crying and she ended up addressing the crowd. It was a very odd, like, play of events to happen. So, you know, I'm bummed for her because it really rattled her, but man, it is not looking good for her and her future in tennis.
Are you allowed to heckle at tennis matches? I thought that's like no.
Yeah,
not really. And you know, if they find out who did it, they'll kick you out.
I mean, very unclassy from the patron to do that. But at the same point in time, Naomi kind of has shown a she doesn't like that limelight per se. She wants the stage without the
presence.
Yes. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
I get you. You're good.
All right.
Yeah. There. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know where I was trying to go
so
with that.
So dead.
You really
done.
Fizzled out on that one, huh?
Yeah, I just dive bombed on that one right now. Fall in my grave.
All right, Aaron. You got anything else for us on your way out of here?
That's it, guys. But Phil is officially out of the Masters as well.
Oh. All right.
Is he hurt or is that by choice?
No, the Master just released a list of former winners who are not playing. Tiger's name wasn't on the list for some reason, but they'll add it soon, I'm sure.
Is this got to be like from his comments that he's 100%. Made, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Masters.
He's flying under the radar. This Masters, that's for sure. But I'm sure he'll be back next year.
Okay. Huh. Wow.
So no Phil and or Tiger.
No ratings.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll
Aaron.
Be watching. Don't worry.
Excellent work as always. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later. Wow. No Phil. Most likely no Tiger. No me. I won't be watching.
I mean,
I'll throw some money on how
badly do you think they want Tiger to be out there? They're like, yo, man, just do it. Just do it for us. Just
yeah.
Just
come
like,
out Thursday, hurt yourself, and withdraw.
Their knees are sore right now, okay? So are their mouths. Meow! From asking so many times. Like, pay.
You want to do a North State update?
Huh. Yeah, we can. Sorry, I was just looking at what it takes to qualify to the Masters. Very interesting. We'll talk about it later.
Win it.
We won't.
That's all you got to do. Yeah.
Win it. You're in
win a
yeah.
lot.
You win.
Yeah. All right. Fair.
Also on your knees.
Okay.
He's got facts. He's got stats, and his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update. All right, y'all, it's time for the North State Update. A little bit less, as the high school basketball tournaments have finished. We're done there. Congratulations, PV, again. Let's move on to the NCAA tournament after some some baseball and softball updates. Wow. The Wildcats are on a 4-game win streak after a loss to San Francisco State at the end of their series. They beat Stanislaus 20-6, 15-7, 13-5, and 17-8. It was a run-palooza for Chico State.
Ow!
And with this win, with the series win, they are now first place in the CCAA 14.
Wow.
Excuse me, 12-3.
Meow.
12-3.
Yeah. Their next series will be against Cal State San Marcos at home. So go check them out at Nettleton Stadium. They'll be playing Friday, the 25th, Saturday, doubleheader, and Sunday, the 27th. Check them out. Now, let's go to the Wildcats softball team. A little bit more disappointing after a 12-game win streak. They were playing and battling for first place against Cal State San Marcos. Both teams tied atop of the CCAA at 14-2. It did not go well for the Wildcats. They lost all four games in the series. They are now in second place at 14-6. Cal State San Marcos, 18-2, with one series remaining. So, almost no chance of catching Cal State San Marcos, but they have a chance to stay in second, to go into the CCAA tournament in second place and not have to see Cal State San Marcos until the championships. They'll be playing against Cal State Dominguez Hills at Cal State Dominguez Hills for the last four games of the Never mind. This comes down to preparation. It is not the last series of the year. Yeah. Doing great today, guys. Doing great. Anyways, they'll be playing Cal State San Marcos next. This weekend, the 25th and the 26th. After that, they'll be heading to the Tournament of Champions against Azusa, Dominican, and Chaminade. Now, off to the NCAA tournament. Elite Eight for Chico State. Yes, you heard that right. They beat Alaska. And Alaska only had seven players before one got injured. And then they had six mid-game. This team made it to the West Regional Final with seven players. And unfortunately, their best player got injured. And Chico State advances with a 70-52 win against Alaska Anchorage. Now, how the NCAA tournament works for D2 is you play in your region and then you get reseeded in the Elite Eight. Chico State, one of three.
Are you doing dramatic pauses on purpose? Can we get through this?
Yes. So they were one of three number three seeds in their region. They got the number six seed in the Elite Eight. They were playing against the number three seed in the Elite Eight, Augusta, for the first round in Indiana.
All right. There we go.
So playing Augusta.
Augusta.
Another pregnant pause. Just hold for dramatic effect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't have time to go to foot and mouth with the intro and everything else. Can you tell us matter-of-factly in a minute all the awesome stuff that's going on? Because El Clasico happened, all sorts of stuff, Derek.
Yeah.
Barca, 4-0 in the Bernabeu. What? Xavi shows the importance of a manager. 100% turned that Barca team around. 4-0 on Real Madrid in the Bernabeu. Amazing. Aubameyang. Crazy. My goodness. We got an international break coming up. A lot of things could happen for the World Cup. We might not see Cristiano Ronaldo in it. We might not see Italy in it for the second World Cup in a row. Scary times if we don't get one of those. We need Ronaldo in there. As much as you might not like the guy, he makes...
This is his last one.
Last one. Yeah. This will be for sure his last one. Hopefully we have not seen it already. That would just be a travesty.
And like, Italy, too.
Man. And Italy. Not having Italy in it, too? Crazy. They need to win, guys. They need to win. We might see Canada in the World Cup, too. We don't need that, though. No. You know, who needs Canada? No, blame Canada, right, guys? Blame Canada. Either way, the Premier League is crazy right now. 1 point separates Man City and Liverpool.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be a good one. And they're going to be facing off in the semifinals for the FA Cup.
Oh, really? Ooh.
Yes. So rematch
spicy
right there.
Who's Chelsea playing in the semifinals?
You have Crystal Palace.
Oh.
You lucky.
Let's go.
You lucky bastards.
Let's go, baby.
You lucky bastards. Chelsea's still broke, though. Still broke.
Still winning, though.
Yeah.
This year, at least.
Yeah, still. But you're losing a lot of people.
We are.
Lost everybody.
Oh, don't
damn
remind
you.
Me.
But yes, it's back here. Football. El Clasico was delicious. 4-0. 4-0 in the Bernabeu. In Madrid. It's insane.
Homie almost had a hat trick. What's his name?
Aubameyang. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Yeah. This team is complete right now.
Dude,
again, Xavi coming in there shows
so the importance of a manager. Oh, yeah. So important a manager is for football. And he's able to bring that team around. Yeah. They're fighting off. They may not be able to catch Madrid in the standings, but they're for sure. That embarrassed them. 4-0.
Dude, yeah.
That's a win.
That's their season. That's the title right there
for them. They can do it. Foot and mouth. Delicious.
Killed it. That's efficiency, my friend. Thank you. All right. Well, if you're hearing my voice right now, you survived the show. Thank you very much. Revin' Hot. It's been real, y'all.
So if you didn't. If you're not hearing this voice, you're dead.